You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Today I'm speaking with Courtney Davis, the General Manager of the Waipua Forest Trust in Northland. Hi Courtney, how are you?
Hi Lily, I'm good.
That's good. Now tell me a little bit about the Waipua Forest.
Basically we have about 260 hectares of rejuvenating native Kauri forest on the northern and southern catchment of the Waipua, the main Waipua sanctuary. So all the land that we have was previously all farmlands, and with grants and grants over the years, we've managed to purchase this farmland, which we have replanted into a Kauri forest.
Kauri dieback disease is going to be a bit of an issue there. Are you struggling with managing that at the site?
Well, we have quite a few protocols in place so we can effectively manage the spread of that disease. We have got wash stations, and we're in the process of putting in a vehicle wash station. All the volunteers and people that we have who go into the forest, we make sure everyone washes their shoes properly before entering and leaving the forest. But yeah, it is a massive issue, and something that we do have to work hard to manage.
What are some of the other issues that the forest is facing at the moment?
Pests at the moment. We have, we're lucky enough to have Kaitiaki Kiwi have trap lines in our lands, and they also have trap lines in the main sanctuary and around the area. We want to implement some, obviously, more pest control methods, just because there are so many that we have to deal with.
And you've started a Pledge Me page to raise some money for the forest to help with that pest management, is that right?
Yes, that's right. We put an online fundraising campaign up about 2 weeks ago now, just so we can try and raise some money for the work that we're doing. Over winter, it's not as busy as it becomes in spring and summer, and we really have to work hard. I mean, not only do we have pests like rats, stoats, possums, weasels, we've also got weeds that we have to deal with. So we're going to start doing a weed management plan just to get rid of those noxious and invasive weeds.
And how much are you looking to raise through this funding campaign?
We've put a target of $6,000. It's not nearly enough. But it's a start towards the work that we'll start doing.
And what's the money going to be used for?
It's going to be used to implement more trap lines to help us purchase sprays and all the gear and equipment that we need.
And what's your hope for the future of the Waipua Forest?
We really want to extend, and we've got a couple of pieces of farmland that we're waiting to replant, basically, and we just want to extend the forest as much as we can and reclaim those lands that were once forest but have been logged, and we just want future generations to be able to enjoy these forests as they were.
Can I come up there in summer and go for a nice walk with you?
Yes. We're always looking for volunteers to help us out, so you're more than welcome.
And if I wanted to find out more information about the trust and getting involved, where would I look?
You can look online. We've got a website. It is waipoa.nz, or on our social media. So we've got a Facebook page.
Okay, any Twitter or Instagram accounts?
No.
Oh, maybe we'll maybe get a bit of a market there.
Maybe I'd like to see some.
I'll do your social media management. All right. Well, thank you very much, Courtney, for coming on the Green Desk today. And apologies about the static.
An electric fence. Yeah. So that clicking that you're hearing is our electric fence, and I apologise for that.
No need to apologise. It's authentic. All right, thank you so much, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.
That was The Green Desk, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Trust.